की किरणें फैली, प्रथम प्रहर की किरणें फैली, जाग उठी भारती, धर्म सूर्य के रक्त पर आरूढ़ संघ अरुण सारथी। प्रथम प्रहर की किरणें फैली, जाग उठी भारती, धर्म सूर्य के रक्त पर आरूढ़ संघ अरुण सारथी।
Namaste, Vanakkam, Suprabhatam, and Namaskaram. This is Tara Narasimhan and presents this program on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple. We are very excited about this radio show that represents the root of all religions, mother of all religions, most ancient of all religions, that is Sanatana Dharma, often referred to by its practitioners as Hinduism. Hinduism is sought to recognize principles and practices that would lead any individual to become a better human being, and understand and live in harmony with Dharma. The glory of Vedic Dharma adds to the value of being not just an ordinary being. This radio show, Sanatan Hindu Dharma, celebrates the past, addresses the present, and blesses the future. It is eternal and universal law on principle that governs everyone irrespective of culture, race, religion, beliefs, and practices. We are here to talk about Meenakshi Temple activities that are coming up in the next week. Pradosham falls on 6th of February. Nandi and Shiva Abhishekam happens at 7 p.m. And February 1st is Ashtami Bhairava Abhishekam, that is tomorrow. And on 4th of February is Thursday Ekadashi with Venkateshwara Abhishekam. Anjaneya Abhishekam happens every Mula Nakshatram days. And as I said, Pradosham and Nandi Shiva Abhishekam happens, and also a procession after the Deeparadhana that happens at Sri Meenakshi Temple. I have chosen a very beautiful song called the Shiva Mahima Stotram, and I bring this to you, and here it is. Listen, and we will talk about this in just short, a few minutes.
श्री पुष्परंत उवाच महिम्न पारन्ते परम विदुषो यद्य सदृशी स्तुतिर
That was Shiva Mahima Stotram. This is a Sanskrit composition in devotion for Lord Shiva. Many scholars have expressed their adoration for Shiva with poetic and devotional verses. In Hindu mythology, Shiva Mahima Stotram was created by Pushpadhanta, and the thought behind the composition is enumerating the greatness of Lord Shiva, being a typical frame of devotion and dedication. The verses lie in the myths and stories about the great acts of Lord Mahadeva. The famous and the oft-repeated Sanskrit shloka, Asiti Giri Samam, which means, if an ocean is made of an ink pot, the branches of the mythical Parijata tree made the pen, and Goddess Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, embarks to write the glory of Lord Shiva. It is still will be possible to comprehend the greatness of Lord Shiva fully. These are the verses of that shrostra that you just listened. Thai Sukravara Deepa Puja on February 12th at Sri Meenakshi Temple will provide puja samagri for all the sponsors. It will be $21. You can call the temple 281-489-0358 for more information. There will be regularly scheduled weekly Abhishekam happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Sri Ganesh Homam Abhishekam, Shiva and Meenakshi Abhishekam, happening all days, and on Mondays, special puja for Lord Shiva called Somavara Puja, and Padmavati Abhishekam every Friday with the blessings and for Goddess Lakshmi to bless everyone in many, many different types of wealth. Meenakshi Abhishekam and Lalita Sahasrara Namavali happens on Fridays, and on Navagraha Abhishekam, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and 11 a.m. also Ayyappa Abhishekam happens at Sri Meenakshi Temple. So many festivities happen all the time. You can contact the temple, www.emeenakshi.org. You can visit the website, and also you can call the temple, as I said, 281-489-0358. And as we are celebrating the Deepa Puja, I'm going to bring you a very special song, and this is will be a Deepa Puja. Which is right now I bring you yet another song, which is Deepa Pujana. And this one is a different version of an original song we had played earlier in our programs on January 3rd. This is Shukravara Deepa Puja. Let me give you more details on this. On Friday, February 12th, 6 p.m., Sri Meenakshi Abhishekam, Sankalpam, Deepa Puja, Lalita Sahasranamam, and Deepa Radhana and Upacharam. Temple will provide puja samagri. Devotees are requested to bring flowers and you can make prasadam and take it to the temple. And for further details, you can call Sir Narayanan as socn1@hotmail.com, which is the president S. Narayanan, or the temple 281-489-0358. In the upcoming event on the next week, we shall talk about Masi Magam. Masi Magam is a festival that happens February 22nd and celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple at the Subramanya Sanidhi. Subramanya and Shakti Vel Abhishekam, Alankaram and Deepa Radhana. You can contact Dr. Shakuntala Bala at saku1234@yahoo.com or again the temple office, and we will tell you and talk to you about Masi Magam in the following week in this segment presented by Meenakshi Temple. And thank you, Meenakshi Temple, for sponsoring this program on Voice of Sanatan Hindu Radio. I now bring you this song, and this is a beautiful song which I would like to introduce with to the Hindus of Greater Houston and welcome you to the program presented by that. Let's first listen to this beautiful number, Ekta Swatantrata.
स्वतंत्रता समानता रहे एकता स्वतंत्रता समानता रहे विश्व में चरित्र की महानता रहे एकता स्वतंत्रता समानता रहे विश्व में चरित्र की महानता रहे एकता स्वतंत्रता समानता रहे समग्रता समानता रहे विश्व में चरित्र की महानता रहे एकता स्वतंत्रता समानता रहे सहिष्णुता समानता रहे विश्व में चरित्र की महानता रहे एकता स्वतंत्रता समानता रहे
The beautiful, beautiful song, and this one came from the Vishwa Angir Shibhir. This happened in December 2015. It was all the collection of all the Hindu Swayamsevak Sangh members into one. They meet every 5 years.
Wow.
And all from people from all over the world get together, I thank Sharad Aminji, who was kind enough to share the beautiful collections of songs. And listeners, welcome to Hindus of Greater Houston sponsored segment of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Hindus of Greater Houston bring together the Hindu community and supports all temples, organizations, and festivities happening in the Greater Houston area. We celebrate the Grand Janmashtami Festival at George R. Brown Convention Center. We partner with Music Masala to bring you the Holi Festival, which will happen on 26th of March, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Houston Farm and Ranch. More details will be shared in the upcoming weeks of our program. Please visit our website www.houstonhindus.org. I bring you the beautiful songs from the Hindus of Greater Houston segment that was from the Hindu Swayam Sevak Sangh collection. And let me now bring you the community calendar. And I would like Sridharji to kindly help me here with a couple of announcements here from the different organizations in Houston.
What's happening in Houston, Sridharji?
Yes, listeners, once again reminding you, you are listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM, also 24/7 at sanatanhinducenter.org, masalaradio.com.
And in next 5 minutes, we are going to talk about Ramji, and Bharatji's in the studio.
Geetaji is all excited about it. You can
yes,
see it.
Yes,
listeners
yes.
Okay. Radha Krishna Temple, Sundarkand, on Sunday, January, that is today, starts at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. onwards. Maharati is done at 7 p.m. You can eat some nice prasad, will be served after the program. For more information, call the temple at 281-933-8100. 281-933-8100. The temple is located at 11625 Beechnut Street. Arya Samaj Satsang. Weekly Avan Satsang every Sunday, that is today. But that's over now, from 10 to 12 p.m. But you can go next Sunday. And DAV Sanskriti School, Sundays, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Avan, Hindi, and Naitik Shiksha classes are provided on Sunday. For 2 to 7 year olds, you can call Aarti Kanna at 281-759-3286. They also offer free yoga classes on Saturday, Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. at 14375 Schiller Road in Houston, that is. Houston Namadwar, a prayer house where the Hare Rama Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is continuously chanted weekends, 8 to 11 a.m., 4 to 7 p.m. They also do it on weekdays, 7 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. Weekly Gopa Kutiram. Children's heritage classes and Srimad Bhagavatam classes are also offered. You can get more details at 281-402-6585. 281-402-6585. And Ashirvad offers heritage classes in KT every Saturday, 9 to 1 p.m. You can call them at 281-995-0930.
A very important announcement as we speak is happening at the Clyde Fine Festival at Sardar Patel Community Park at West Belford, Richmond, Texas. This is also organized by the Gujarati Samaj of Houston. I'm sure many of you will be flying kites. I wanted Rakesh Bhai to tell me, what is the significance of kite flying? Is that a Gujarati work or kind of a practice, or is it practiced all over India, flying kites on Sankranti? Today, because that it was a rain date on the Sankranti weekend, so that is why we fly kites.
I don't know the reason why we fly the kites, but we always do on the
4th.
I think Gujarat to celebrate Uttarayan. I know that much.
That's a Uttarayan.
Yes, that's the Uttarayan thing.
Yeah, we call it Uttarayan. Sankranti,
yes.
We call also Uttarayan.
Okay.
The Indian Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And the weather is beautiful.
And
yes,
the flying, I believe, you know, you make different colors of kite as they soar up in your skin. Also, you know, it's kind of not only doing what the, you know, trying to fly, you know, it is the most relaxing thing for any person to be doing.
Did you do that, Taraji, when you were like a teenager?
She already flew a kite now, Geetaji. You didn't see. She flew it in the studio.
Yeah. We used to go up like 5 o'clock in the morning and would not come down till like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God. Rakesh Bhai, I know that's why you're all excited.
Yes. Exactly. And we want to tell listeners that You can actually park at Stephen F. Austin High School only. The other Madden Elementary parking lot is full. So we just want to make sure people go to the Stephen F. Austin High School, and there is no drop-off. So
yes,
go to
and
the school.
Enjoy
place.
Some undio. I'm sure that undio is going to be a part of this festival too.
What's that?
Undio? What is undio?
Undio is a lot of mixed vegetables.
Oh.
And usually it's very prominent in Surat.
Gujarati winter vegetable called undio is a specialty of the day. Several beans, roots, and, you know, Gujarati Samaj ladies join together. They cook a big vessel of undio that day.
Wow.
Enjoy that. And also jalebi should be there, the spiral orange favorite sweet.
Everybody loves that. Is it sweet, that undio? Is
no,
it
undio
because
is
the guju dish?
No.
It's not?
No, okay.
That is one thing that is not.
No. Okay. Thanks for that information.
And desh, har desh mein, we are going to this beautiful song to end this segment presented by Hindus of Greater Houston. Join us again in our radio program every Sunday.
जय जय राम जय श्री राम दो अक्षर का प्यारा नाम
जय जय राम जय श्री राम दो अक्षर का प्यारा नाम
राम नाम के जपने से ही राम नाम के जपने से ही बन जाते सब बिगड़े काम
जय राम जय श्री राम
बोलो
जय जय राम जय श्री राम दो अक्षर का प्यारा नाम
This segment is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA and coming up next is Bharatji is in the studio yes Taraji
yes and let me introduce Bharat Srinivasan Bharat hails from a traditional and practicing Sri Vaishnava family from Tamil Nadu he belongs to Ramanuja Sampradaya and also is called Sri Sampradaya He has traveled widely around India and has interacted with various Sampradaya practitioners for the past 30 years. He has studied Yajurveda and also performs related to Karma Kanda. He studied under Sri Sri Rangapriya Swami of Bangalore for over 25 years, covering Darshanas, Puranas, Vedanta and Dharma Shastra. He has a PhD in Mechanical Engineering and works in the oil field industry. Namaste, Bharatji.
Namaste, Jai Srimanarayan.
Vedvedye pare pumsi jate dashrathatmaje vedav prachet sadasit sakshat ramayanatmana vame bhumisuta purascha hanuman paschat sumitra sutaha शत्रुघ्नो भरतश्च पार्श्वदलयोः वायवादिकोणेषु च सुग्रीवश्च विभीषणश्च युवराट् तारासुतो जाम्बवान् मध्ये नील सरोज कोमलरुचिं रामं भजे श्यामलम्। नमस्ते धर्मबंधुस्, नमस्ते भक्तिजनाः, नमस्ते टु स्वर्गीय कांति भाई जी, नमस्ते ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स। टुडे आई वांट टू I thank you first, all of you listeners, as well as to Sanatan Hindu Radio, to talk about my Ishta Devata, one of my Ishta Devata, Shri Ram, and who is so beautifully called by Kamba, the famous Tamil poet, as Chakravarti Thirumagan. That's how he is called in Tamil Nadu. Rama, is he a Manushya? Is he a Deva? Or is he a Paramatma? This is the topic for today. So why do we have this question? Because in many other Ramayanas, he is very clearly portrayed as Sakshat Paranjyoti, Parabrahma, at every step. In fact, in some Ramayana, it says that he gave Vishrupa Darshanam, like as Krishna gave in Mahabharata. In all these Ramayanas, other than the Valmiki Ramayana, at every stage or every step, there is an emphasis that Rama is a Devata and he's a Parabrahma and he performed spectacular miracles. One of the examples, if you see in Saurashtra Ramayana, there's a story which is so beautiful and which is so sweet, is Rama and Sita along with Lakshmana want to cross a river, and therefore they get onto a boat and the boatman takes them along but comes back again to the same bank, and he goes on going like this in a chakkar, you know, we call that chakkar in Hindi, you know, he goes in a loop. So Lakshmana is annoyed and he says, hey, do you know how to, you know, row a boat? Then he says, look, you have been putting me in the Janma Samsara for so long and long and long, and you can't even tolerate a little bit of chakkar I do. So it's such a sweet story. And then Rama and Sita give him anugraha. And so this is how Rama is portrayed in the Saurashtra Ramayana, and there are many other incidences which show that Rama is Parabrahma, and in no place it shows that Rama is a Manusha.
Okay. You also referred, when I had a chat with you, about, you know, a lot of even Harvard professors and all that, they kind of have a question about Rama's avatar, and you also said you have traveled all over India, you speak Hindi fluently. You can also intersperse your kind of a talk with a little bit of our, you know, knowledge to be shared with many listeners who are listening to this program. And I kind of feel that it is a good question of accepting, you know, Rama as a Paramatma. You know, we all keep Rama as our Ishta Devata, though Krishna is also a favorite. They both are eyes of our, you know, vision. One is from Surya Vamsha, one is from Chandra Vamsha, and you also refer them to as, you know, Surya Chandraucha Netre.
Oh yeah, in Vishnu. To
Vishnu.
Sahasranam. Yes, yeah.
Either avatar. No, both of them are avatars. And I will also come to this subject. I was encountered by Mr. Lakshman Das, the ex-president of India Cultural Center. Yeah. He does listen to this program. I'm sure he's listening to us right now. He wanted me to address Kalas of Rama and Krishna, which we will come now. Bharat Bhai, back to you.
Thank you, Taraji. It was your questions are very good. Regarding the avatara vaishishtya, which is the speciality of each avatara, it is a very subtle and a different topic, and probably I will answer this question in detail maybe some other time. I'd like to continue on our topic of whether Rama is a Manusha or a Parabrahma.
Human being or a
supreme being.
Yes.
So even in Adhyatma Ramayana, which is another Ramayana, and many Ramayanas which are in the colloquial dialects and colloquial languages in different regional languages of India, it's very clear that he's been celebrated as Parabrahma. But of course, there are some Ramayanas which I will not talk about, which are handled by the Vanavasis. We are not going to talk about those Ramayanas out here. So our main target today is to talk about Valmiki Ramayana, because Valmiki Ramayana is a source for all Ramayanas. It is called the Adi Kavya, and Valmiki is called the Adi Kavi, and he is also called the Rashtra Kavi. If you count the Rashtra Kavi, number one is Valmiki, number two is Vyasa, and the third is of course the very great Kalidasa. So in Valmiki Ramayana, what you have is he in many places mentions the another important thing before I go to the next point is Valmiki lived in the same time of Rama itself, and that comes very clearly. It's very clear in the Ramayana itself of Valmiki, where it states that Valmiki lived at the same time of Rama itself.
The author meets the hero also,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes, it is true. So he, if you ask the question, is Rama a Nara, means Manusha or Manusha, or is a Narayana, then Valmiki addresses this in many ways. In fact, in the beginning itself, Valmiki, when he asks a question to to sage Narada, he says, Bahavo durlabhas chaiva yetvaya kirtita gunaha mune vakshyami aham budva tai ruktaha shuyatam naraha. He asks me, tell me about a man who has got the most auspicious qualities, who's filled with auspicious qualities, and who's the very embodiment of dharma. So, of course, you have people with many auspicious qualities. Some may have some may have few, some may have one, which is great. They may not have others. Here, Valmiki asks so many questions describing about this Naraha. There's about 15, 20 questions. If you read Ramayana of Valmiki, it becomes very clear. He asks, who is the person? Who is that man, Naraha, man, who's got all these auspicious qualities? So then Narada answers by saying, Ikshvakruvamsha Prabhavo Ramo Nama Janaishrutaha. There's one person who is born here now. He is Rama, who is born in the Ikshvakruvamsha, or the solar race, as told by Taraji earlier.
Wow. Surya Vansh, that's yeah. Right. Yes, okay. Yes.
So
and these are 16 qualities, right?
Yes.
Ooh.
So,
yeah.
So if you ask this, so Rama itself, the problem is Rama itself declares in Ayodhya Kanda, in Yuddha Kanda, in the presence of Lord Brahma, when Brahma says, you are nothing, none else but Lord Vishnu, he says, no, I am Atmanam Manusham Manye, Ramam Dashrathatmajam. Mm-hmm. I am no one else but I am Dashrata's son. That's how he declares. So who else can be an authority about himself than Rama itself? Mm-hmm. So this is a sort of conundrum which prevails in Valmiki Ramayana, which we are going to address in a more most comprehensive manner as we proceed.
Yes, yes. And this segment is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. And talking about Ram, we have a nice Ramji's bhajan.
Yes, and before I bring that song, what I just had to kind of reflect on what Bharatji was saying, that Valmiki was a contemporary of Rama. And only when you're a contemporary, you can write a history of that person. Iti hasa, it happened. They were living at the presence of the thing happening. That is the same thing with Sage Vyasa when he wrote the Mahabharata. He was living at that time. So these are people that happened. Mm-hmm. So it happened.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
That is what a itihas has been, and that is where we are getting all this. And let me play
Ramayan as ease.
Well said, Taraji. Mm-hmm. Well said.
And here we go. Beautiful song by Jagjit Singh, a very popular one for all and favorite of all.
Swami,
tu antaryami sab
we're talking about Ramji, if he's human being or the supreme being, and Bharatji is in the studio, and this segment is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation. And are we talking about the qualities of Sri Ramji, Bharatji?
Yes, to continue where we left, if you see in the entire Ramayana of Valmiki, which I said is the source book for all the other Ramayanas, there is no single occasion where Rama calls himself as Mahavishnu or an avatar and so on. There's not a single place. But in general, in many places in Ramayana of Valmiki, Valmiki calls him as Naraha Manusha also. So we have this problem, and even in there are instances where Rama cries when he loses Sita. He's deeply afflicted by his sorrow. So if he's an avatar, why this should happen to him? And the thing is, when he loses Sita, he gets so depressed, and sometimes he gets angry, and Lakshmana corrects him, Arya, you are a mentor, you are a leader, you are an advisor to the world. You cannot lose your temper. So, in fact, in one Buddhist Grantha, which is called the Dasharatha Jataka, Rama is called as Rama Pandita. And when Dasharatha, attains Swargavasa, or he reaches the higher heavens, Rama's reply is, okay, that's all right. So, this looks, it looks so artificial compared to what is there in Valmiki Ramayana, which says Dasharatha, Rama cries and he tells Lakshmana, look Lakshmana, we have become supportless, we have become leaderless because we have lost our father. So there are instances like this, many instances like this in Valmiki Ramayana where, you know, Rama is, as any human being, undergoes different kinds of emotions. He is, he's affected by those emotions and he displays those emotions. In fact, when he loses Kaikeyi, he makes a very harsh statement. When he loses Sita, he makes a harsh statement on Kaikeyi. Mother, is now your desire fulfilled? That's what he says about Kaikeyi. But the same Rama, when Lakshmana chastises Kaikeyi, saying, how can Bharata, such a noble soul, be born to Kaikeyi, who's such a cruel woman? Then Rama, in fact, at that time corrects him, look, you can never make such a statement about a mother on any time, at any time. So you have all these contradictory, situations which come in Ramayana, which is so beautifully portrayed with so much of rasa and so much of beauty in the Kavya.
I think of another instance in which, you know, Hanuman comments in Sundarakanda when he meets Sita Mata there. And when he first looks at Sita, he describes that her coming into the Ashoka Vana, and then he says, how could Rama be so cruel?
That's true.
That how could he separate himself and even live?
Exactly.
First of all, even Prana Thyagabi, he could have done it because of losing such a woman. But here he is still kind of a living. That is how he kind of describes the Pativrata of Sita, but it shows the emotion of Rama right there, that even though he kind of does feel and everything, Rama is nothing but pure dharma. He follows dharma to the book, dharma to the core, dharma
yes.
as so living.
That is why Rama is called Ramo Vigrahavan Dharma. He is a very embodiment of dharma. If you want to give a form to dharma, if you want to give a rupa to dharma, aapko ek roop dena hai, dharma ko ek roop dena hai, to aapko wo roop dikhayega, aapke samne Ram ka roop dikhayega. Aisa kaha hai. Ramaha vigrahan dharmaha krishnantu brahmam sanatanam. That's how Bhagavata tells about Lord Krishna. Krishna is Brahma, Sanatana Brahma. That's how it describes. We will talk about Krishna Avatara some other time. As we saw, if we go forward in the same line of thinking, so Kaikeyi ka aisa ka Ram, aapka ishtar sapal ho gaya kya? Jab Sita Mata ka uska vyog ho jayega, ho jata hai, aisa ka Ram. To Ram ko bhi dukh aata hai, krodh aata hai. Ye sab cheez Ramayan mein, Valmiki Ramayan mein, jaisa ek manush ka hota hai, aisa aaya hai. But इसमें आपका एक the important point which we have to see is the purpose of Rama Avatara is to teach people how to live a life of a human being, and in between all these emotions, how to conduct oneself. That's why there's a shloka called Martyavatarastviha Martyasikshanam Rakshovadhayaiva na Kevalam Vibho. This avatara is not only to kill Ravana, which he could have done in a, by mere sankalpa, because he is a supreme being, but he wants to show himself how to conduct a life of dharma to all human beings and how to reach the Narayana stage. That's the only his main purpose. And therefore, you can see all these emotions as any human being is affected in his life, even in to Rama when he lives, when he comes, does an avatar as a Manusha. In Valmiki Ramayana, it's not only said he's a Manusha, though it's said he's a Manusha or a human being many number of times, but Valmiki also calls him as Parabrahma also. He also calls him as Devata. It all depends on how one sees him. The problem is some people may, there are many scholars, as Taraji had initially pointed out, there are left-leaning scholars, there are scholars from Ivy League schools who use the basic text of Valmiki Ramayana to prove that their Rama is being deified. And actually, this Rama story is a story of just a king. And they go on in that line of thinking. But if you really read the original text of Ramayana, Valmiki calls Ramayana not only as Narayana, he calls him as Narayana also. So, therefore, why is Valmiki blowing hot and blowing cold at the same time? Why is this contradiction? Actually, the way you have to understand is, it's not... This is something which is far, far beyond hot and cold. It is when you reach a stage called Brahmi Sthiti. It is a stage where Valmiki has reached. When he is in that stage, Rama to him appears as Parabrahmam. That's the important point you have to remember. When he comes down to the stage of the physical world, to him it appears he looks as Ramayana, as Lord, just as a king, as a human being. When he goes to the Devata world, he sees him as Lord Vishnu. And when he goes to the Brahmi Sthiti, when he climbs to that stage of the highest stage of sadhana, at that time, Rama appears to him as Parabrahmam. So that is why when Valmiki is moving in all these three states and writing this kavya, you find that many angles at which the poem has actually flowed from him. So that is why you see Krishna says, Esha Brahmi Sthiti Partha Nainam Prapya Vimuhyati. All this moha which surrounds you when you are in the physical state, all that collapses and vanishes away when you are in Parabrahma state. And at that state, when Valmiki is lodged that state or established in that state, he sees Rama as Parabrahma only.
Wow, what a beautiful thing. Just to summarize in like a common terms, basically, in radio terms, you need to catch that frequency. You know, when you're in that Parabrahma frequency, then only you can see the Parabrahman. When you're in a Nara man frequency, you can just see Ram as Nara. So it's our fault, basically, that we are not catching that frequency. So in order to catch that frequency, sadhana, sadhana, sadhana.
Very
beautiful.
Very rightly said, unless you do dirgha sadhana, dirghakala sadhana in your life, you in your own self can figure out that Rama is Parabrahma. Many yogis have attested that. As we keep conversing in this segment, we will come to that.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
I want to say, so at a sthula, if you have sthula drishti, aapko sthula drishti hua to uska Ram manush jaisa dikhta hai aapko. Agar aapko sukshma drishti ho gaya, to aapko wo devata jaisa dikhta hai. Aapka para drishti ho gaya, तब वो परंजोति ऐसा दिखता है. तो आपका दृष्टि के ऊपर चलता है राम कौन सा है, मनुष्य या विष्णु देवता है या परब्रह्म है. तो आपका साधना के ऊपर चलता है.
ऊपर चलता है. एंड राइट नाउ बाय टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस टॉपिक यू हैव टेकन मी टू परब्रह्म स्टेट. माय सेल्स आर एक्सप्लोडिंग. राम राम.
आई एम गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट यू नो लक्ष्मण दास जीस क्वेश्चन टू ब्रिंग आउट दिस पॉइंट टुडे. I did find out the color of both Krishna and Rama. According to this happened at later stages, after probably when ISKCON was formed, the question as to came as to Krishna avatar and Rama avatar, and Prabhupada has defined it this way. He called the 16 kalas. Mm-hmm. Anamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya, Atishivinye, and Viparinabini, Shankramini, Prabhavi. These are all the different attributes of Krishna. Why Krishna was considered Purnavatar by him and not Ramavatar is because Ram had 14 Kala Sampurna, the two difference being that Rama before incarnation hides the two Kalas, which is the last two, which are called the Paripurna Avatar or forms of awakening, Swarupa Avastita. He had to do certain kind of things in his incarnation, which he did. And I think Maryada Purushottam is also called because boon to kill Ravana, he promised that no god would kill Ravana. Ravana came with that god cannot. So only Manushya has to. So he had to become a Manushya and live as a Manushya so he could fulfill that Ravana can be killed only by a Manushya and not Deva. Mm. So that was one very important thing I would like to bring out. And the same thing with another kind of a attribute of Rama is that the last two colors being the Swarupa Avastita, which was established in Sri Krishna bringing out the Bhagavad Gita to show his Swarupa. That is why Vishwarupa was not taken in the earlier one. Let me now bring you this most appropriate song as we talk about Rama and Krishna. And I'm sure you will enjoy this one.
And the segment is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation. And we are talking about, is Ramji a human being or the Parabrahman, the Supreme Being?
This Kala.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism in the studio. I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song, and we have Taraji, Sriji, Rakeshji, and we have a guest today, Bharatji, talking about Sri Ram, if he's a human being or God. And Bharatji, can you please summarize what we all talked about?
Thank you, Geetaji. We talked that if you have Stula Drishti, Rama appears as Manusha, or man, or a human being. If you have, if you develop sukshma drishti by tapasya, by sadhana, by long hours of hard practice, by controlling your mind and controlling your senses and making your sense flow inward into yourself, then you see him as Vishnumurti. And if
if you go to the Parabrahma state itself, there Rama appears as Paranjyoti Parabrahma. That's why in our Kavyas of India, which is unlike the Kavyas of the West, unlike the poems of the West, Kavyas of India, written by the great Maharishis, have all these three drishtis embedded in them. It is called Adi Bhautika Drishti, and Adi Daivika Drishti, and Adhyatmika Drishti. So, if you these three drishtis are always embedded in our Kavya, and the Western scholars and Western philosophers who are only in the who negate and who do not accept and who think all these other drishti, sadhana, realization, the paramarthika is all something which is backward, they give this kind of definitions and they this kind of interpretations that Rama is just a man and these people all put him as a deity and they are worshipping him. It's all made up. That's what is their view.
Yeah.
Anyway, to put it in a nutshell, Rama, as per Valmiki itself, is Shuddha Brahma Paratmara Rama. So that's what is very important to know. But even in Valmiki Ramayana itself, in Uttarakhanda, for example, when Rama wants to return to his Swadhama after his avatara is over, Brahmadeva requests him to do the following. Okay, either you merge with your Paranjyoti, look, in Uttarakhanda itself such a thing is there, or you merge with your Vishnumurti, or you can maintain this beautiful form of yours so that when yogis meditate, they can go to Narayanasthana. So his very form itself is meditation worthy. People should remember that not all forms of which you think is meditation, you have to be careful on these things. Not all forms are meditation worthy. Only those forms which have been certified by the Maharishis and Yogis are dhyana, are suitable for dhyana. I'll use the word dhyana instead of meditation, which is a better thing to do. So Valmiki, therefore, in the first sarga itself, you know, he says that when Rama avatara takes place, Vishnoho putratvam agacha, that's what the devas request, you know, Lord Vishnu to be born as a son. And at that time, Lord Vishnu answers, Pitaram rochayama sada dasharatham nripam. I will love to be born as Dasharatha's son to complete my avatara work. So this is very mentioned in the Ramayana itself, Valmiki in the initial khandas itself. So, and Valmiki says, Vishnoho ardham mahabhagam. When he talks about Ramadeva, he says, Vishnoho ardham mahabhagam.
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think we would love to keep listening to Bharatji. It looks like you came out of Ramayana, Bharatji. It's so beautiful.
He's right now in the trance of Ramayana.
Ramayana. And you know, because I have this song for you, guys. You said Shuddha Brahma.
Shuddha Brahma Paratpara Rama. Go ahead.
Right.
And we will be concluding in about 3 minutes.
Yes.
So we are coming to our end. Thank you, listeners, for being with us to an enlightening discussion as we conclude the program for today.
Thank you, Bharatji. Thank you for coming into the studio today. And
thank you, Geetaji. I'll just end with this beautiful shloka of Ram.
Yes.
Prabhavan Sitaya Devya Paramavyoma Bhaskaraha Sada Rama Rameti Rama Mritante Sada Rama Anandam Nishyandakandam Pibantam Nadantam Sudantam Vasantam Hanumantam Antar Bhaje Tam nitantam swachin mudraya bhadraya bhodayantam mahantam vibhum taraka brahmarupam bhajeham bhajeham sadaramachandam.
Jai Shri Ram. Jai Shri Man Narayan. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 281-459-0866 and we will take care of your cremation needs. And a big, big thank you to all our sponsors, donors, supporters, volunteers, artists, producers, and Masala Radio and our Sanatan Hindu Center's board, hosts, co-hosts, and today our guest, Bharatji. Thank you, thank you. We'll be back next Sunday, same time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on 11:10 a.m. Or you can also listen to us, masalaradio.com or sanatanhinducenter.org, our 24/7 radio online. Have a blissful week. God bless all of you, United States of America, Bharat, and the planet Earth, the whole cosmos. Stay positive and be happy. Love and grace to you all. And now, Mangalam time. Mangalam, Mangalam, Mangalam to all of you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And Priyanka is in the studio. She will be here from 2.
To Masala Radio in stereo sound online, masalaradio.com, facebook.com/masalaradiohouston. Download our free iPhone app or Android app. Masala.